Well, our dogs might be as big of a part of our family as your cousins, but they probably shouldn't get a seat at the table for Christmas lunch. This morning, I'm joined by Dr. Mark Laurie, CEO of the University Veterinary Teaching Hospital at Sydney University, with a Christmas dog survival guide. Dr. Laurie, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
No worries. Nice to be here, Alex.
Well, I mean, we're all familiar with the fact that dogs can't eat chocolate, but, I mean, what else on the Christmas table could pose a bit of a risk around our dogs?
Well, there's a long list, and things that we see quite frequently are related to grapes and raisins. Dogs really shouldn't have those. They can cause kidney damage and even lead to death. A really big one to avoid at Christmas time, obviously, with all the fruitcake that's going around.
Mm.
We do see a lot of problems with dogs raiding compost heaps and picking up corn cobs. And that's a sort of physical one. It doesn't actually poison them. It can block their whole bowel. It's the most common foreign body that we see. Things like onions, mushroom plants, moldy foods, macadamia nuts, garlic and onions. People might not realise that can cause anemia in dogs.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, coffee as well as chocolate and tea can lead to troubles. Peach stones and peach pips. This time of year with stone fruit around, there's a long, long list.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't help myself. Sometimes I do kind of, when my mum's not looking, cut off a bit of my steak and pass it to the dog as she's turned her back to us. Is there a part of the feast that our dogs can enjoy? Is there anything that we can slip under the table to our lovely Labrador?
Yeah, you know, avoid fatty foods. And it depends a little bit on the dog. If you get greedy piggy eaters, they can sometimes guts up, and that can lead to things like torsions, the high fat levels of certain foods and some spicy foods can lead to pancreatitis, which is a really, really nasty condition, very, very painful and can lead to death. So you just got to be careful, not too much fatty stuff. You're best to stick to sort of commercial treats if you can. And feeding from the table encourages dogs to come back to the table frequently. So it's better to actually, you know, have them sitting down and waiting or begging or putting up their hands and use it as a training measure too, which is really important, especially if you've got a Labrador.
Yeah.
They're so food-centric.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you know, might be slightly distracted on Christmas Day by the drink in your hand and the people around the table, but what kind of signs...
Oh, I forgot to mention no alcohol.
No alcohol, no. I think that's a given. That's an absolute given. No whiskey for the pooch. You know,
an interesting one with alcohol is... And happened to us once that one Christmas, my sister-in-law made some sort of pastry type thing with a lot of yeast in it and stuck it out to prove in the sun, and it did that. But it actually generates a lot of alcohol, and the dog got into the pastry, the dough that was sort of curing. And actually got drunk. The dog was drunk itself and had this big hangover the next morning. Chucked up and all the signs that we'd see in a human.
Oh, no, poor bugger. And, you know, it's not like you can throw them a couple of Panadol and a Powerade. It's a bit more of a worst Boxing Day for them. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, we're probably going to be a bit distracted on Christmas Day. What kind of signs should we look out for if our dog might be feeling a bit unwell, if they've, you know, nicked a corn cob without us watching?
Well, you know, just... because there's usually lots of people around, lots of activity, the dogs are usually wound up and fairly active, depending on their age and things like that. But any changes in demeanour, obviously off their food, not drinking as well, can be problematic. And anything out of the ordinary, if in doubt, at the very least ring your vet. It's always wise to have some instructions on your fridge about things like your contact for your emergency veterinary hospital, like University Veterinary Sydney Hospital here at Camperdown, or another one, you know, close to you, wherever that nearest access to help is from, or you can at least give a phone call and ask questions. So to find out, you know, whether your dog does need to be seen, because just like with humans, if you delay too long, particularly things like heat stress, you know, through the summer, the longer it goes, the less likely you're going to get recovery from that too.
Yeah, so maybe add it to your listed Christmas decks, put those numbers on the fridge. Hey, Dr. Laurie, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
No worries. Nice talking to you, Alex.
That was Dr. Mark Laurie, CEO of the University of Veterinary Teaching Hospital at Sydney University, with some great tips on keeping our dogs safe around the Christmas table. Yeah, you heard it here first. No booze for your pooch.